Today is the last day of classes at SUNY Oswego, which at this campus means more than just the end of lectures. Every year, hundreds of students celebrate the end of classes by participating in a huge pub crawl called the Bridge Street Run. The tradition's been around for decades, but as WRVO's Alan Wengert reports, it's changed greatly over the years, and some say not for the better.
The streets of Oswego are normally pretty quiet on a Friday afternoon, but on the last day of classes at SUNY Oswego, the streets explode with a mass of people for the Bridge Street Run, also known as BSR. Participants wear white t-shirts that are signed by friends and fellow classmates as they go from bar to bar on Oswego's Bridge Street. For some students, like senior Jenna Arcis, the event has become a staple of their time at SUNY Oswego.
I think it's a tradition that has to stay, not only with the campus, but the community. I mean, that's probably the best night for the bars. I mean, there's so many kids out. If you really see, the streets are filled with students.
BSR is a tradition that dates back to the 60s. The school officially discourages the event, and yet it's grown even larger in the last couple decades. But the problems that come with BSR have grown as well. Disorderly conduct, public urination, and open containers are the most common issues police deal with that day, as well as over-intoxication. Assistant Chief of University Police Kevin Velzy says many of the participants may not even be Oswego students.
It's definitely gotten bigger. Whether bigger is better or worse depends on your perspective. But it's definitely grown over the years, I think, due in part to social media. We see people coming to Bridge Street Run who are not students. They're people from outside of town even that come to the event just to be part of the festivities.
Velzy also says that BSR didn't always just happen on one day either. He says that groups of friends would do the pub crawl when they had the time, not just on the last day of classes. Sean Onmacht, the owner of Green's Ale House in Oswego, says that this change has caused many Oswego locals to look at the event negatively.
It used to be a good tradition. Somewhere in the 90s when they changed it to one day, it's kind of put a hamper on the town, and it's not as much fun as it used to be before they switched it to the way it is now.
Such a high concentration of people means that bars increase their security for the day. While some participants aren't as responsible as others, Onmacht says that if all goes well, BSR can be very profitable for Oswego businesses.
As a business owner, you can make more money that day. As long as no toilets are broke or windows are broken, you can make a lot more money than you normally would on a Friday.
In fact, the Bridge Street Run may be symbolic of the relationship between the campus and the town. The city of Oswego depends on students for business, but residents may not always like some of the issues that come with playing host to a college population. In Oswego, I'm Alan Wengert for WRVO News.